Hi everyone. At this time of the year, when we are most focused on the differences and distinctions and ask the Manashtana about them, our parsha calls for us to do the same. You see, most of Parshas Tazria deals with issues of tzaras, of a spiritual leprosy as distinct from the one that afflicted the Aramean general Naaman in this week's Haftorah, which did not make him tamei, but conveys tumah to the one afflicted and requires him to quarantine himself from the Jewish camp or community until his condition improves. The Torah tells us that in order to become a metzora, one who has tzaras, one must be diagnosed as a metzora by a kohen, whether or not the kohen is a diagnostic expert on tzaras or just merely repeating what his non-kohen experts tell him to diagnose. Tzaras is also not applicable until the declaration of diagnosis by the kohen. Thus, for instance, if he were to be delayed in the diagnosis, like for Yontif or the end of a Sheva Brachos, the potential Metzora would not be Tameh, and neither would anything he would be in contact with. The Torah introduces this idea with an interesting introduction stating, Adam, ki yebor b'saro sa'eso sapachas ovaheres, if a man, Adam, has some sort of skin lesion on his flesh, v'hayabor b'saro l'nigatzaras, and it forms a lesion of tzaras, v'huva he shall be brought to Aaron the Kohen, o ha-kohanim, or to one of his sons who are Kohanim. Now it's interesting that the choice of identification here is Adam, as opposed to the more common title for a Jew among Jews, namely Ish. Why do we use the term Adam? And moreover, the last time we famously used Adam as an identification marker for Jews, it was at the beginning of Vayikra when the Torah you discussed the idea of bringing korbanos. And there we were told, Adam ki akriv mikem korban la-Hashem, when a man, Adam, from among you brings a korban. So why then is there a stress on the fact that one of us brings a korban mikem from all of us, and yet when it comes to tzaras, we don't find the person is brought mikem? Why is the difference in the quality of the Adam that he exists with or without mikem? Doesn't it seem more appropriate to mention Mikem when the person is actually brought behuva to the Kohen by other people, as is the case with the potential Metzora? Manishtana, what changed? Why is the Metzora different than that he's introduced with the word Adam as opposed to Ish? And why without the word Mikem? And why is he brought to the Kohen? And why is his illness dependent on the diagnosis of the Kohen? Hence, of course, four questions. But you see, another one of the historical hallmarks of this time of the year, beyond the four questions and distinctions in the Manashtana, is unfortunately the blood libel, the canard that Jews use non-Jewish blood in our Pesach celebrations. Shockingly, its relevance recently has sprung up again, but it famously hit a crescendo at the trial of Mendel Bayliss in 1912. You see, in 1912 in Russia, Mendel Bayliss was accused of killing a Christian child and using his blood to bake matzos. This slander, or variations of it, were unfortunately prevalent in Europe for many, many years. They were known as blood libels. Bayliss's lawyer was afraid that to buttress their case, the prosecution, the accusers, would make the argument that Jews consider non-Jews to be less than human. They would base themselves on a statement in the Gemara that identifies only B'nai Yisrael as Adam, only B'nai Yisrael as human, and not the nations of the world. And so, afraid of poisoning the court against Bayliss with a text like these, Bayliss's lawyer visited the Chartkova Rebbe and asked him how could he respond to the if the opposing lawyers would throw that Gemara at him. And the Rebbe answered as follows: if an Italian were seized and put on trial, we wouldn't witness a scenario where all Italians were congregating in their churches to pray for one Italian. The same can be said about the French for a Frenchman, and so too about all other nations. However, when a Jew is seized and put on trial, the solidarity of the Jews have towards each other will make every Jew throughout the world stop and pray for the welfare of the other Jew. A single Adam, that term only applies to a Jewish nation that unites so wholly and handsomely and completely. Rav Shlomo Ganzfried, author of the famed Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, notes that the Hebrew language is extremely precise in the terms of the different connotations of apparent synonyms. The single term Adam fits the Jews. You see, all Jews are considered a single entity. There's no dichotomy. We're all in this together. The reason why the word Adam is employed referring to Jews is because this is the only term for a human being that has no plural. And the Jewish people are a singular people. Their oneness is most appropriately expressed by the word Adam. Adam is a connotation for a human that has no plural form. You see, the plural of Ish is Anashim, but the plural of Adam is not Adamim. It is, as the chart cover explained it, Atem Kruyim Adam. You're called Adam. Only you are considered a single unit, whereby it's impossible to speak of the plural of Adam. This is not a racist interpretation. It's not bigoted. It's an attribute of the Jews that's been demonstrated time and time again in both recent and ancient times. There are positive and less positive messages that come out of the reminder of Adam, the Jewish nation's ability to unite as one. When one of us does something positive, as in the case of bringing a korban, connecting himself to Hashem, then he raises the spiritual level of the Jewish nation in the process. And at that time, he raises the overall quality of the Adam and where he comes from, bringing benefit to all, because he comes Mikem. Rosh Hashanah used to remind us on numerous occasions that when a person lives a Jewish life that includes Mikem, he's not externalizing his achievements, he's idealizing his life circumstances and using them to build Kavod Shamayim in the process. However, when a person is at risk for Tzaras, he or she is demonstrating that he or she might have sinned in a manner that came about because he or she forgot something about the uniqueness of this uniting Jewish power of Adam. Indeed, the late great Mashgiach of Likud, Rav Nosson Tzvi Wachtfogel, noted that there is a commonality in the seven different things identified in the Mishnah and Nagayim that caused Tzaras. You see, they all lead a person to decide not to be a fair partner with the world. And as a result, the person thinks that everything is his and that others lack value in his life. And thus the person slanders and speaks badly about the others. He doesn't lend money to them, etc. He or she can only see that which is his, and all it is, in his mind, is. That he calls the Tzara'ayin of Tzaras. It demonstrates a lack of awareness of how we are strong, because we depend on one another, Mikem. And that's why that word is missing from the pasuk. And still, while the diagnosis is on its way, we're already engaging in the treatment. We bring the person to the Kohen. We remind the person with the potential tzaras that we are in this with him. We will get him the best treatment with the Kohen, who, as Rabbi Dr. Abraham Chaytorsky would often quip, was the best promoter of peace in the people, in marriages, and in the Jewish nation. Our Metzora may have temporarily forgotten the power of unity, and the Metzora process reminds him and us that we stand strongest when we stand united with no Jew forgotten or left behind. You know, as we note at the Seder, there are always threats against our people externally. We declare at the Seder, Bechol dor vador omdim aleinu l'chaloseinu. In every generation, they rise against us to destroy us. And even, or maybe especially in tough times, we need to remember the message of Tzaras and the need to remember to daven and work to assist every Jew in pain, no matter where he or she is. You know, earlier this week, Chief Rabbi Rav David Lau released the tefillah he composed for the hostages to be recited before Ve'isha Amda as we sit down at our Seder. Great Torah authorities like Rav Mordechai Willig and Rav Yosef Rimon also called for remembering the hostages and the soldiers at our Seder. I want to share their call with you and urge you to join in, along with Rav Lau's prayer. Said Rav Lau, we must daven yiratzom of ne'avinu shabashamayim, it should be the will of our Father in heaven. Asher otzias amo Yisrael mitachas sivlos Mitzrayim, who took his nation Israel out of the yoke of Egypt. Hu yivarech v'yintzores achenu v'achyosenu hachatufim ha'asurim b'kli barzel. He should bless and save our brothers and sisters, the hostages, who are held in iron chains. Yechazek nafsham v'emunasam. He should go ahead and strengthen their souls and their faith. Yishmerei mikol nega u'machaloi. He should protect them from all harm. Nega can be spiritual, like in Saras, or it can be physical. And he should take care of them and protect them from all harm and sickness. Yishmerim mikol nega machala yachmol avanav ubnosav hamitzapim lishuaso. He should show mercy on his sons and daughters who are looking to him for his salvation. Yivatel me'aleim kol gzeiros achzarios bechazdo agadol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should get rid of all of the evil decrees with his great chesed. Yachish bedusam. And with his great kindness, he should send their redemption and speedily take them from darkness to light and from the abyss of captivity to eternal freedom. And he should return them safely to their families and their homes. And then the end of the tefillah, Rabbi Lau continues, Ana, please Hashem, Nitach v'shalom v'rayus b'leiv kulam. Please plant brotherhood, peace, and friendship in everyone's hearts. Haser kina v'sinas chinam. May you remove jealousy and baseless hatred. Ufros aleinu sukash shlomecha. And he should spread over us the sheltering tabernacle of his peace. Ve'nizke b'karov lomar lefanecha shirach adasha. And may we soon merit to sing before you a new song. May it be Hashem's will, and may we all quickly go from the darkness that we're in to the great light that is a opportunistic for a nation called Adam. May afei lo lior gadol mishibud legula v'nomar lefanav shirach adasha. Amen v'amen. Shabbat shalom to all.